God use for.
It goes hopefully without saying that Monocle 24 does not endorse fisticuffs as a means of resolving any dispute, whether personal or political. It is neither big nor clever, and anybody who descends to such bestialities needs to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Nevertheless, we must consider the news, the serious, concerning, and not at all amusing news that Chinese and Indian forces stationed on respective sides of the border between their great nations engaged at the weekend in an all-in ding-dong involving perhaps upwards of 200 troops. No shots were fired, but 11 soldiers required treatment for minor injuries, 4 Indian and 7 Chinese, which sounds on the face of it like a points victory for India, but we await more information on the numbers each side began with. The unpleasantness occurred last Saturday near the Nathu La crossing between the Indian state of Sikkim and the Chinese province of Tibet, at which one is compelled to at least admire the stamina of the combatants. This is a mountain pass 4,500 meters above sea level, where shortness of breath would quickly become an issue. As regards who was at fault, much depends on whose newspapers you read. You may take a wild guess as to whom China and India each blame. Contributing further to the picturesque tableau you are being invited to imagine are the uniforms worn by the protagonists. The Chinese People's Liberation Army troops stationed along the border wear dapper dark khaki with gunmetal grey utility belts and gold braid, while their Indian counterparts cut a splendid dash in ornate semi-turban hats topped with a magnificent fan in the colours of India's flag. It must be earnestly wished that video footage of this doubtless magnificent dust-up will emerge. The better, obviously, that we may frown disapprovingly at it and not enjoy the spectacle in the slightest. This punch-up has not occurred out of nowhere. These rival cohorts of troops have a history. There was a similar bench-clearing stoush in roughly the same vicinity last September. In 2017, blows, kicks, and rocks were enthusiastically exchanged between Chinese and Indian troops on the shore of Pangong Lake, high on the Tibetan Plateau. Another affray occurred in that same spot as recently as last week, reported variously as much smaller, or even bigger, than the Stramash this past weekend.
Area.
Yeah.
This is not your
area. This is not your area.
No.
This is our area.
And the troops have a history because the countries they serve have a history. In 2017, there was a nervy 10-week standoff in Doklam when China attempted to build a road on territory it claims, but which belongs to India's ally Bhutan, which also borders Sikkim. In 1962, far more seriously, on the other side of Bhutan, what is now the far northeastern Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh became a front in a war between China and India. China still claims most of Arunachal Pradesh is actually South Tibet, and therefore, as China sees it, part of China. The two countries are uneasily separated by a border known as the Line of Actual Control, or LAC. It would probably, and indeed hopefully, be a mistake to panic buy whatever one would panic buy when fearing a resumption of full-scale hostilities between India and China. By way of useful perspective, no live ammunition has been fired in anger across the LAC since 1975. It is entirely possible that the most recent episode of large-scale Biffo and its predecessors are more the product of the boredom of patrol duty and boys-will-be-boys bravado than any superpower strategizing. Certainly, official sources have been at pains to play these melees down. We cannot discount the possibility that, leaving aside the subsequent admonishments of enraged sergeant majors, all concerned enjoyed the rumble enormously.
This is a fairly serious incident, an attempt being made to downplay it at many levels. But if you've got soldiers in physical skirmishes with each other and stone pelting also taking place, as some reports indicate, then I would suggest that that's a fairly serious incident.
But as an enraged Sergeant Major, or possibly even one of the injured soldiers' mothers, will have reminded them, these things are all fun and games until someone loses an eye. And since the most recent fracas concluded, there has been an amount of theatrical follow-up. Chinese helicopters hovering only just their side of the LAC. Indian jets scrambled to ensure that they stayed there. Such are the ingredients from which accidental escalations are made.
The two leaders therefore agreed that India and China, as major powers, with strategic and decisional autonomy, will pursue peaceful, stable and balanced relations. And such a relationship will be a positive factor for stability amidst the current global uncertainties.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed the border when they met in 2018, but no long-term solution was agreed. It is past time that one was, even if it means that Indian and Chinese soldiers might need to find other ways to pass the long days on the frontier. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.